Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Drama in words and music is the topic of this program. That is, music inspired by words, or music that uses words to fulfill its dramatic agenda. Let's begin with a dramatic work for soprano, violin, viola, cello, flute, oboe, and horn. It is My Dark Heart by Elizabeth McConkie. A British composer well known for her string quartets, she never heard a symphony orchestra until she was 18 when she went to London to study at the Royal College of Music. 2 years later, she had her orchestral work selected for performance in Prague and at the Promenade concerts in London. She combined her composing career with family life and can boast of being the mother of the highly respected composer Niccolo LaFanu. In her 80th year, McConkie became a dame of the British Empire. My Dark Heart was composed in 1981. Here is what the composer says about it. My Dark Heart is a setting of words from J.M. Synge's beautiful prose translation of Petrarch's sonnets. It is poetic prose with a recognizably Irish cadence. They are tragic words, for Laura is dead and the poet mourns and longs to join her, but there are moments of happy recollection too. In the first sonnet, he sees himself as a ship whose masts are broken. Quote, and my steersman is tired out. Unquote. In the second, he describes the coming of spring with the flowers and the grass and the birds. The mood is fresh and happy. The air and the waters and the earth itself are full of love. The third sonnet, after an evocation of summer, dreams of Laura's beauties, now turned into a little dust that knows nothing at all. And the poet is in despair to be still living himself. Then his mood changes. I am going after her. Oh, may she be there to meet me. And the work ends in serene anticipation. Jane Manning is the soprano with the group Lontano, conducted by Odaline de la Martinez. I'll read the first part of the prose to get you started. Life is flying from me, not stopping an hour, and death is making great strides following my track. The days about me and the days passed over me and bringing me desolation, and the days to come will be the same, surely. If my dark heart has any sweet thing, it has turned away from me. And then, farther off, I see the great winds where I must be sailing. I see my good luck far away in the harbor, but my steersman is tired out, and the masts and the ropes are broken, and the beautiful lights where I would be always looking are quenched. Death has a grudge against me, and he got up in the way with a pike in his hand. And later in the poem, the eyes that I would be talking of so warmly, and the arms and the hands and the feet and the face that are after calling me away from myself and making me a lonely man among all the people, the hair that was of shining gold and brightness of the smile that was like an angel's, surely, and was making a paradise of the earth, are turned to a little dust that knows nothing at all. And yet I myself am living. It is for this I am making a complaint, to be left without the light I had such a great love for in good fortune and in bad. And this will be the end of my songs of love. Let you say to her that it is tired out I am with being alive, with steering in bad seas. But I am going after her, step by step, gathering up what she let fall behind her. May it please her to be ready for my own passage that is getting nearer. May she be there to meet me, that she may call me and draw me after her.